Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble hadith and tradition regarding the term jama'at. Jama'at, the congregation. You know, there's a lot of terms, Islamic terms that we use, you know, all of us use, but which a lot of us aren't really aware of the true meaning of. And, you know, fortunately, a lot of these terms have been interpreted by the Prophet himself, and also by his successors, the holy imams, alayhi wasalam. So the Prophet was asked, "Who are the congregation of your community?" Ma jama'atu ummatik. The Prophet replied, "Those who are with the truth, even if they are but 10 people." So if there's a group of people who are with the truth and who are under the banner of truth and have come together under the banner of truth, even if they are a small group of people, this can be considered a jama'at. In a similar tradition, which is also very general in terms of its benefit, Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked to explain the terms sunnat, innovation, bid'at, congregation, jama'at, and division or furqa. So Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following: "By Allah, the sunnat is the tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innovation is anything that deviates from it." So this hadith is interesting. It explains each subsequent term by means of the previous one. Sunnat is the tradition of the Prophet, and bid'at or innovation is anything that deviates from the sunnat. The congregation is the gathering of people who are with the truth, even if they are few in number, right? And division, conversely, is the dissension of people who are with falsehood, even if they be many in number. So this is probably allusion to the fact that if people come together under the banner of falsehood, in fact, they are divided. They're not really together and congregated. They don't really have a true unity. And this is kind of something that's kind of alluded to in some of the verses of the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty describes the hearts of the disbelievers as being separate, disunited. Kulubuhum shatta, right? So even if they're many in number, but they don't have faith, right? They're under the banner of falsehood, they will be disunited. But if there's a group of believers who have come together and are under the banner of truth, we can consider them as a jama'at and as having unity and being one. Right? And they will be, as the Quran says, able to overcome these people who may be many, but who are disunited and who are under the banner of falsehood. Right, so this is the interpretation of these four terms. Sunnat, the practice of the Prophet. Bid'at, the swerving away from this practice. Jama'at, the gathering of people who are with the truth. And firqat, or disunity, the gathering of together of people under the banner of falsehood. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the meaning of the term jama'at in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.